You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here with today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Happy Monday and happy Tuesday. You have tuned in to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I'm going to let this opening play for 2 days here. So glad once again to be back on the radio, just trying to get the word out that we're back on the radio after being off for about a month or so. Back on the same times, 6:30 a.m., 5:30 p.m. right here on WMIE or on WWBC 100.7 south end of the county. When you move more north, it's 94.7 or 99.9 or WMIE 91.5 all throughout Brevard County. This is WGOD Radio. I am Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, and God's doing a great work at our church. I've seen it grow from 10 people to around 70 now, and the Lord is just moving and shaking, and I believe that he honored, well, I don't believe it. I do believe it, but I know it. It's true whether I know it or not, and that is God honors his word, and he honors the preaching of the truth of his word. I'm seeing the results, and we are as well, each and every week. I invite you to take part in that. Why don't you come by and visit us? Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock for midweek Bible study. Sunday mornings, 10:30 a.m. The service about an hour and 10 minutes. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive. It's Island Community Church. You are invited. We'd love to see you. Many people come and visit from listening in on the radio. And I'd love it if you were one of those as well. Okay, let's get into the word. We are going to wrap up here today and tomorrow, Monday and Tuesday, the last sermon in this series, The Armor of God. We're wrapping up Ephesians. We'll be back with Moses right after that. That's what I just started on Sunday. Moses, the man of God. And that's a 5-week series. And we just started that Sunday. That'll be playing for 5 weeks. You'll hear that on the radio here probably Wednesday. So, okay, here we go. This is parts 1 and 2. I'm going to have this opening play Monday and Tuesday. So depending on what day it is, you are listening to the armor. Actually, Paul's command to put on the armor of God.
Okay, good. There we go. The armor of God. We're wrapping up the book of Ephesians here this morning. We're going to end this great letter with one last overarching command. He's going to say, coming up in a minute, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now that's where we're at. We'll work our way there in just a minute. Let's recap so far what we've looked at since we started this book. Really, let's recap our spiritual bank account. Adoption, acceptance. These are all the things that are in a bank account that you own that you cannot see. Your spiritual bank account. And you see, once you realize and grasp that all these things are yours, it makes you a victorious overcomer out here in the world. When you realize all these things, adoption, acceptance, God accepts you now. He says, yep, you're mine. I own you. Your name's written here. I've obliterated your sins. I don't remember them anymore. You are mine. What do you do with that, Tim? Oh, that's all you can do is just praise God. Thank you. And rejoice. Redemption, that is, he's bought you out of the slave market. Forgiveness. Wisdom. Inheritance. Who would you rather inherit from? Uncle Harry or Jehovah? The seal of the Holy Spirit? Life, grace, citizenship, and then in short, he says, in case he forgot one, every spiritual blessing. Well, thank you, young man. That's what he taught the first three chapters. Now, in chapter 4, he starts teaching on unity, gave us instructions on how to live out the Christian faith. Chapter 4, verse 1, he said, I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord. Now, remember, as we get on with this, when he wrote this, all right, he's chained to someone just like this. He's got a chain on his wrist, chained to this man here, right next to him. So when he says, I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, you understand why he said it. He's in jail. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, I beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, or vocation, might say in your Bible, with all lowliness and gentleness, long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, as you were called, and one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Chapter 2, we learned about how God saved us. Chapter 2, verse 8, it says, for by grace you have been saved. Through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. So we're saved by grace, G-R-A-C-E. God's riches at Christ's expense. Grace. A favor done without expectation of return. The absolutely free expression of the loving kindness of God to men, finding its only motive in the bounty and benevolence of the giver, or unearned and unmerited favor. You and I are saved by grace through faith. Now keep in mind, both of these come from God, and you do not possess these qualities on your own. Hence the rest of the verse, it says, and that not of yourselves. Verse 9, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, Greek word poema. We are his poem. Created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has prepared beforehand so that we should walk in them. Chapter 5, we learn the proper way to walk. Walk in love, walk in the light, walk in wisdom. Also last week we discussed marriage. The married woman, the wife is to submit to her husband, same way she submits to the Son of God. The husband is to love his wife the same way Jesus loves his church and gave himself for her. And lastly, before we move on, last week I encouraged you to go to the great dispenser of time, buy back the remaining time you have left, and put it to good use. Remember? That's where we left off. Redeeming the time means to buy back. Buy back the remaining time that you have left because you don't know how long that it is. Buy it back from God and put it to work. Paul wrote in Romans 12, 1, I beseech you by the mercies of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. So redeem the time, Paul said, because the days are evil. Now let's pick it up where we left off, chapter 6. Here in chapter 6, Paul's going to show us how we can get the victory over our enemy when he's out to get you. Because you, Christian, now have a bullseye right on your chest. Since you became a believer, you got a bullseye on you, and you have a real enemy that's out to get you. Aren't you glad I've told you that this morning? So when we look at this armor here, bear in mind the Apostle Paul, as I said, is chained to someone like this. Now, I asked Carol to give us a picture, and that's a great job. Exactly what I was looking for here. Now, let's pick it up here in verse 10, and let's wrap up this book. All right? It says, finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now, right off the bat, we've got all three Greek words for power, all in one verse. You see that? That's never happened before in the New Testament. All the words for power are all in one verse. A, B, they all belong to God. C, they're yours. They're yours for the walking in. The first word is the word dynamo, where it says be strong. That's to strengthen, to become strong like Samson. Or Hezekiah, who had some kind of cancer and God healed him. Boy, talk about redeeming the time. Not only did he redeem the time, but God made the shadow on the hourglass on the sundial go backwards. So that's dynamo. Of course, the same Greek word where our word dynamite comes from. The second is the word kratos, which means power. It's also a proper name for God. Panta kratos means omnipotent or all-powerful or almighty. Kratos. Third word is iskus, means might, physical strength, kind of like Superman, who can bend steel with his bare hand. Now, all of these things, this power, all belongs to the Lord Most High. However, this power and might is available to protect you. When you do what he says. Do what he says. Be obedient to what he's going to tell you, and these things are yours. Verse 10 again, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye, or you, may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, immediately, only one thing comes to mind for this 59-year-old when I read that, wiles of the devil, and that is Wile E. Coyote. Super genius. Wile E. Coyote. He never gives up. If you remember? He keeps trying time after time after time after time after time after time to take me out. It's the same thing. But you see, you can't go meep, meep, boom, to this devil. There's no meeping here. Here, you can't go meep. Here, you gotta plant them and you gotta stand. And withstand his attack. You see, the error is to go meep meep, which would be cut bait and run. But before you get into the battle, you must put your clothes on, your spiritual armor. So, invisible enemy, invisible armor. You can't see the enemy here. Sitting right there in pew 1, you don't see him. You know, Jesus said, the enemy here waits for you not to understand. Then he comes and he snatches away everything good out of your heart, and you walk out of here an unbeliever. Except for when you're not ignorant of his wiles. That's one of his tricks. That's one of his schemes. Matthew chapter 13, when those that don't understand the word, it says the enemy comes and snatches away the word that was sown in his heart. That's one of them. That's what he opens up. That's his Acme box of dot, dot, dot. All right, back to wiles. Greek word, naturally, is the word methodia. Perfect. As if the Warner Brothers cartoon folks must have looked up the word too. Methodia. I translated that in my Bible, stratagems. To use an old war word. To work by method. Think about it. For instance, the devil is on record as saying this about you, thus revealing his method. This quote comes from an old argument the devil had with God in the oldest book of the Bible, Job. And the devil said this to God. He said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man has will he give for his life. Now, that fact will give you a clue as to his methods. The devil thinks you will do anything to save your own hide. That's his method here. He studied mankind forever, and the end result is he thinks you will cut bait and run every time when you are faced with adversity. Skin for skin. All that a man or woman has, he will give in exchange for, wow. And what do you do at the end of the age when Matthew says, right, at that time, you will be handed over, you will be delivered up to tribulation and killed. And then it says, and many will fall away, naturally. Because the devil has studied man his whole life, and he knows, and here it is here, skin for skin. So his method is against you, when it gets hot in the kitchen, you'll bail. When it gets hot in the kitchen, you'll cut bait and run. When it gets hot in the kitchen, you will take the mark of the beast in order to buy or sell if you're hungry enough. That's where this is going. Same MO. It's in the same Acme book of tricks. It hasn't changed. You'll do anything to save your own hide. And when it hasn't rained on earth for 3.5 years, and here comes the Antichrist, who I have named the Zephyr Hills man. And he's going to ride into town in a great big blue refrigerator. You know those refrigerated trucks? They got all those little droplets on them because they're cold. Ice cold water. That's what he's, 3.5 years with no rain. And here he comes like the good humor man. Jing, ling, 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 ling. Who is it? The Antichrist. Here's water. You can have all the water that you want. All you got to do, friend, is just one little thing. Write down on here that you agree to follow me. It's not a religious mark. This is just so you can go to Publix and buy water. Or you can go down here to Walmart and buy diaper. That's all. No one can buy or sell except he that has the mark. And Satan's got people pegged. He says that's what people are going to do. These are the tricks that he uses to get you. And Paul's trying to get you to walk around like that. By various spiritual things to protect you. Now, regarding you personally, there are probably other methods the devil could use against you. Pornography, drugs, alcohol, same-sex attraction, marriage infidelity, Here's one I could get Vinny. Girls. No, not yet, huh, Vin? At least we give him till he's four, right? But knowing what we know now, verse 11, put on the whole armor of God so that you will be able to stand against the stratagems of the devil. But if you notice in this verse, he tells you how to win the fight when it happens to you. One more verse of what's going on before we look at the solution. Verse 12, it says, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. All right, stop there. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood. That means that your fight, your struggle, it's not against your boss at work. It's not against your child, but something's gotten into your child. It's not against the person who just seems to hate you for no reason whatsoever. You got to peel back the layers that add onion and look deeper to discover who your real enemy is. You wrestle not against flesh and blood. When people hate you for no reason, there's a spiritual reason for it. You got to dig deeper to find out the problem is here. What the problem is here. Starts here with the word but. So my serious issue is not with my boss, but. And I just picked that out, boss. I mean, I'm the senior pastor here. God's my boss. I've got no issues with you, Lord. But you might. You might work with 8 or 10 people and your boss loves them all except you. And he just hates you. He's filled with hate. Sit down with my wife at lunch sometimes. She'll tell you stories. People that have hated her, punched her in the face for no reason at all when you didn't do anything. Because you got to peel back the layer and look and see. It's the spirit inside a person that hates you, not the person. It's a bigger, it's a deeper fight than that. That's what the Bible is saying. So again, he says the struggle is against principalities or rulers, against powers. Greek word exousia means authorities. Against rulers, it's cosmokratos, meaning it's the prince of this world, or Satan. Of the darkness of this age, or against spiritual hosts of wickedness, Greek word poneros, proper name for the devil, or evil. You know, in the Lord's Prayer, he says, deliver us from hoponeros, the evil one. So again, against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age or world, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Now, how's that for your enemy? This is perhaps the greatest obstacle and struggle that you face on a daily basis. And that is that you were most likely unaware to the fact that it's not the person that's causing the grief in your life. It's the spiritual issue that's behind it. The person who on the outside masquerades as a doctor or lawyer, your mother-in-law, enemy at your job, even at a higher level, the president of a country, a senator or a member of Congress, a policeman, or even an animal. Ever seen a devil dog before? Some nasty, vicious, mean, evil dog? Demons, hello? Demons possess dogs too. They possess pigs. Jesus sends them into pigs. Animals can be possessed by demons as well. All right, there's the enemy. Now, what do we do about it? Verse 13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. All right, great. Here are some clothes I can put on to endure this fight. Verse 14, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. So, truth. That's just walk in truth. Walking in the truth protects you. Walking in the truth protects you. I know for a fact, because my Bible says that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. That's walking in the truth. You cannot hurt me because I am a child of God, and no weapon formed in this world can hurt me because my Bible says it. Therefore, it's the truth. That's your belt, isn't it? Yes. Gird your waist with truth and the breastplate of righteousness. Now remember, you're chained to righteousness. That is, you can't help but go out here and do good in this world. You're chained to it. You are Paul said you are a slave of righteousness. You're a slave. You used to be chained to sin. Paul was chained to this man. But you, as a Christian, are chained to righteousness. Walk in it. Walk in it, and the devil won't be able to get you. He won't be able to attack you. That's like I always say, anytime you're depressed or down and out, go out and do something good for someone, and it'll lift like a fog. Because you are chained to righteousness. Walk in these things. Walk in truth. Nothing can harm you. Nothing can hurt you. Nothing can take you out, the child of God. Righteousness, the breastplate here covering your vital organs, and righteousness, go out here and do some good to some people today. If you find yourself depressed or in a fog, don't think about yourself. Think about others. Do something for somebody else. And watch it lift.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Be with us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.